In Iraq today, the United Nations top elections officials said no technical problems stand in the way of holding a credible national election by next January. She did acknowledge that security is a big question mark, adding that another key task is persuading Iraqis to have trust in the process. From Baghdad, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Karina Pirelli says organizing national elections in Iraq looks easier than in a lot of other places.
Considering that I'm working in Congo right now, and in Afghanistan, and in Sierra Leone and Liberia, I would say the conditions in the country are, in a sense, much better than in many of the countries where I work, because you have the presence of a very well-educated population that is used to working within the frame of a state, with well-prepared people that can easily be trained in electoral matters.
Pirelli's UN team chose an 8-member Iraqi Electoral Commission with a UN advisor. The 275 seats in Iraq's transitional parliament will be distributed on a proportional basis, with no minimum percentage of votes required. 1/4 of the seats will be reserved for women. Pirelli said violence is a major obstacle to holding credible elections on time. But she said a bigger obstacle is trust. Voters have to believe, she says, that Iraq's Electoral Commission is working for them.
What we have seen is that in the places where the commission is not trusted, basically the violence doesn't go down.
The UN and Electoral Commission are evaluating Iraq's food ration database as a possible basis for voter registration rolls. Earlier this year, when influential Shiite cleric Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani publicly called for quick elections, U.S. officials argued the food ration system was too flawed to use. The man who created the database, Trade Ministry official Ahmed al-Mukhtar, is both glad and sad it may be used now.
First of all, I'm happy that they have finally accepted what we have been saying all the time. And very sad because we lost a precious opportunity to have had an early elections.
One U.S. official in Iraq says there were other issues standing in the way of early elections, such as writing a legal framework for the transition of power. The UN's Pirelli says Iraqis living outside the country will be allowed to vote, but only if they return to cast their ballots. That doesn't please Hamid al-Kifai, head of public relations for Iraq's new interim president.
Democracy means you have to get the people, all the people to participate, all the people. And in Iraq is a special case. People have left the country because they had to. They were under pressure. And if we want real democracy, then we have to involve all those who left and facilitate their vote.
At a Shiite mosque in Baghdad today, the imam said in his sermon that elections are the most important step to building a new Iraqi state. The 8-month countdown is now on. Still, suspicions linger. Mohammed Al-Faidi, the spokesperson for a Sunni Muslim scholar group, said elections are crucial, but he expects the U.S. to try to influence them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.